Attorney General Rob Bonta praised Fresno's community groups, educators, and students who came together at the United Against Hate Summit at Fresno City College to take on the plague of prejudice and hate crimes. Fresno is not in the top 10 of the state, but hate crimes have happened in the city. Despite that, Bonta said, diversity is strength.
We are we're seeing hate in our own in our communities here in California, in the United States. We in California rightfully, deeply value our diversity. In my view, our diversity is what makes us great. It's what makes us strong. It's our special sauce. It's our X factor. We have learned to live and thrive with diversity, with people coming from different backgrounds, histories, and cultures, and putting their solutions on the table, putting their experiences into our common future and our shared society and making it better together.
Hate crimes are increasing across the nation. In California, there were 2,120 hate crime events in 2022. That's an increase of 20.2% from the previous year, according to the Attorney General's latest annual report. Hate crimes rose most steeply against African Americans, Jews, and gay and transgender people. The Attorney General points out that hate crime data is historically underreported, so the data presented in his agency's reports may not reflect the actual number of hate crimes that have occurred in the state.
I created a Department of Racial Justice to make sure that we, as a state, acknowledge the fact of racial injustice and the fact of hate, and plant a flag in the ground and say it's unacceptable and push back against the forces of hate, look through issues through the lens of racial equity, and work together to make sure that we are inclusive, supportive, and safe, all of our communities. We also started a series of hate crimes roundtables in big cities throughout the state. Did one in Fresno and in many other cities, and learned what was happening in those specific communities and what can be amplified and scaled, what's working, what's not.
Monta said his own family background gave him an appreciation for racial justice. His father worked with Cesar Chavez and the United Farm Workers in La Paz. He said his parents taught him that everyday people have agency, can change the world, make things better, and don't have to accept what's unacceptable. Those lessons inform his principles as Attorney General.
One of the things that can be very frustrating is when a hate crime occurs and it's not identified as a hate crime or investigated as a hate crime. It's important to recognize that a hate crime is certainly a crime against an individual. It's also a crime against a community. That person is being targeted because of their membership in a community. The community feels it. The community feels the pain. And so over 50% of actual hate crimes we identified were not being identified, investigated, named as hate crime. And so we provided some guidance as to how hate crimes can be better investigated. We encouraged DA's offices to have hate crimes units, to work with impacted communities, to work with victims and make sure they're connected to services, to work on prevention and education on the front end, healing on the back end, accountability when the crimes occur.
Attorney General Rob Bonta says it's his vision that the Department of Justice should be easily accessible to the public and reflect the diversity that is characteristic of California's people. Vic Bedoyan reporting for KPFA News and KFCF Radio.